Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Hi, good morning. Well, I'm going to keep it upbeat as the whole show seems to be going that way.
What are we talking about?
Okay, well, it's well documented that large quantities of plastic into our oceans every year, doing untold damage. I mean, it's everywhere, even Antarctica.
Oh, no.
It's just all over the gap. But little is known about levels of plastic on the seabed until now.
Is that because it's really, really, really deep?
Yeah, and it's in the deep sea sediment as well. A new study from Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, which is the Commonwealth Scientific Industrial Research Organisation.
Nice. Good one.
Published in a journal, Frontiers in Marine Science, has estimated there is 14 million metric tons of microplastics on the ocean floor.
Bloody hell.
Just let that soak in a little bit. That's 35 times more than the plastic which is believed to be floating on the surface.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
And the thing is, when you think about it, it's not going to get any better because it's not. Anyway, researchers say this is the first global estimate of microplastics. Microplastic is a piece of plastic that has been worn down by the elements into a tiny fragment smaller than 5 mil.
So really, really, really tiny.
They used a robotic submarine and collected samples of deep sea sediment from 3,000 metres deep from 6 sites in the Great Australian Bight, which is an open bay off the coast of South Australia. Didn't know that. Out of the 51 samples taken, there was on average 1.26 microplastic pieces per gram of sediment, which is like cotyls, obviously. Researchers said that's up to 25 times more microplastics that were found in core samples in 2007. I think I must have written that down wrong. That can't be right.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think that. I think it might be 2.5 or something. I can't see it being 25 times more than 3 years ago.
I mean, you'd hope not, but anything's possible at this point.
Well, anyway, they've scaled their data taken from Australia and estimated 4.4 million tonnes, which they say is very conservative because that's not a very highly populated place.
That is so bleak.
And it's not going to get any better. Or wish I could say it don't matter because we've sorted it out, because we haven't.
Do you remember
and
when?
That's why we're going to talk about it.
Do you remember when people were talking about fibre pile jackets made out of recycled plastic bottles and being like, it's great, it's recycling. And now they're like, oh no, that's really bad for microplastics.
Well, it's going to keep happening because it's happening, obviously, all the time. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know what the answer is. There isn't an answer. We're doomed.
Well, it's good to know about these things, though. Big
and
sigh.
It's just so deep, there's also quite a small chance of being able to get it out.
Yeah. And you've got to use a big, like, long vacuum cleaner or Hoover or something. I don't know.
But I mean, then what else will you Hoover up? Because it can't be disrupting the. Anyway.
What if you accidentally Hoovered up a fish? I wouldn't be very happy if that was me.
So, yeah, we're doing really good today. So I'm going to cheer it up a little bit. What happened was, before I do my poem, that was on Sunday, I had a catch-up with Lillian. We ended up in a pub in Ellerslie. Can't remember what it was called. It was Square. That's all I know.
A square pub.
The pub was Square and I had to go up some stairs. That's
there
all
we go.
I can remember.
If anybody knows what that pub is, you can text in on 5395.
Ellerslie, you say?
It wasn't the one on the corner right near the station. It was the other
Did
one.
Did you get the train?
No, we drove.
Oh,
I have
luxurious.
I have a weekend driver.
That's Lillian.
No, I have I've got a chauffeur stroke security guard. Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
I've never met
a bus driver.
Oh. Okay.
Rob's personal chauffeur.
Yeah.
And what did you get up to at the pub?
Oh, we just sat there and had a drink, and then when we got there, the rugby was on.
Yeah.
Which sort of freaked me out a little bit because I'm not used to crowds again. All of a sudden there
were
all these people.
I found that too. I'm sort of out and about. I'm loving it.
There was like a garden bar and we could see there was a bit of a clear path, so we sat there and we watched people watching the rugby,
That sounds like a fun
and
game.
It was brilliant.
Watch any of the rugby?
No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
You just watch the people.
I was going to say most listeners will know, but some may not. That Rob does a sports segment on Saturday Drive where all sports are covered except for rugby.
Yeah, it's ridiculous sport. Just just watch it somewhere else. I don't
care. It must be. It's quite. I feel like quite an unpopular opinion.
Oh no! But I don't. Yeah, if
I
if
appreciate it,
is,
it
don't
at the
care.
Same time.
So this is as close as you're going to get to basically giving us a rugby commentary.
That's the best bit of it, anyway. So I'd like to read my poem if I could.
I am very keen. Shall I hit the old
yes please.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. People seem to be joined as one, synchronized head bobbing, slowly standing up, then back down again really fast. If it's a roar, must be an All Black score. And if it's a groaning sigh and sweary bits, must be an Aussie try. Got both. And a bit more. Apparently 16 all was the score. Then just like that, the gaff was empty. They all trudged off home, looking not happy. But at least you didn't lose, because that would have ended up feeling, you'd have ended up feeling proper crappy.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Hey Rob, someone's texted in to ask, was the pub De Post?
Oh, it could have been, I don't know. Okay.
So no,
the famous
not sure.
spelling mistake pub. Yeah, it could have been. It was a square one right on the street. Little garden bar. Very noisy, and as soon as the rugby finished, they all went home.
Would you return?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but
nice.
Make sure
overall
the rugby
quite good,
weren't
then.
On. No, it was quite nice, little garden.
Well, I enjoyed that poem a lot. Thank you very much, you. Rob. That was beautiful, but as close as we're going to get to rugby commentary from
you. Yeah, no, it was good.
You've picked us a song as well this morning.
Oh, this just sums it all up. This is, I'm listening to songs that make me go, whoa, that's really, really good.
And
without swearing. And this is Marvin Gaye with What's Going On.
Excellent stuff.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.